This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez visited the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Saturday in a show of support for the embattled nation. Sanchez, whose country began its term holding the European Union's revolving presidency Saturday, met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and told him Ukraine would remain a top EU priority. Later Saturday, Sanchez addressed the Ukrainian parliament, saying Ukraine is going to win the war with Russia and reiterated the European commitment to a Ukrainian future EU membership.
They are going to win. It will take them weeks, months. It will take tears, blood, and sweat, but Ukraine is going to win this war.
Sanchez also announced Spain would send another $60 million in economic aid to Ukraine and additional military assistance. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Saturday a serious threat remained at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and said Russia was technically ready to provoke a localized explosion at the facility.
Seriozna zagroza, tomu sho Rossiya tekhnichno gotova dlya togo, chtoby sprovokovati lokalny vybukh na stantsii, yakiy mozhe prizvesti.
Zelensky cited Ukrainian intelligence as the source of his information, but gave no further details. Ukrainian military intelligence had previously said Russian troops had mined the plant. Meanwhile, Russia launched an overnight drone attack on Kyiv after a 12-day break, Ukrainian military officials said early Sunday, with air defense systems preliminary destroying all the targets on their approach. The Colonel General heads Kyiv's military administration.